Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate Electronic Medical Records for Podiatry. We've got a great doubleheader. Keke Lyles, he's a physical therapist. He's a sports and human performance specialist, consultant with Betaguard Ankle Guards. He joins me along with Carla Mae Sharamata. She's a former policewoman. She's an author, speaker, truth, youth advocate. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. Keke Lyles, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great. Give us some background, quickie, on yourself, KK, with what you've been doing and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I went to physical therapy school, and during grad school, I was working as a strength and conditioning coach for the university at Northeastern out in Boston. And for me, it was really quick to kind of see this, continuum of care for athletes. And, you know, most athletes are either healthy and trying to optimize performance, or they're banged up or injured and trying to rehab so they can get healthy. And for me, an athlete just falls on somewhere on that continuum. And that mindset really stayed with me throughout grad school, working with the college athletes. And I was fortunate enough to get a job in the NBA right out of school and kind of continue that same thought as far as, you know, how we can really take care of athletes at the highest level.
What was your involvement with the Navy Special Warfare?
Yeah, so after a little over a decade in the NBA, got involved with a group out in San Diego with Navy Special Warfare.
They're the best athletes, KK. You know, a couple of weeks ago, incredible. I had on an ex-Navy SEAL. We talked about, with all the sports medicine, it's hard to have a better athlete than it takes for special forces. Wouldn't you think?
I agree. And some of those guys are the most unassuming guys, but they are incredible athletes. And obviously,
and also
we're
mentally.
Thankful for them.
We talk 100%. Too much on the sports doctor. I call it the mental game, where I have sports psychologists, high performance trainers, all aspects from youth sports to the weekend warriors. And the mental game's a big, big deal. It's hard to beat the mental game again of what it takes. To be involved in the world of the special forces. Now, as a sports podiatrist, the world of the NBA and feet and ankles and jumping, running, changing direction, I hope they all had their orthotics in, Zeki.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you know?
You know it, and I think over the last 10 years, too, I just saw some stats the other day. Over the last 14 years, in the NBA, the number one injury is left ankle sprain, and the number two injury is a right ankle sprain.
Right. I love that line. It's so true. This is why in my book, KK, for example, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of my chapters, I call it the two essential exercises for everybody, whatever their level, whatever their age. And number one is strengthening those feet and ankles. You don't need to be injured. Pay attention to that. Work on balance. And isn't it amazing? I guess that's where you weave in with somebody you work with, Betaguard.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. And that's the thing. I mean, as you know, you've been in this profession for a long time, that, you know, the typical braces and taping, nothing has changed over, 40, 50 years until finally Betaguard came out with a new approach. And really what it is it's an ankle brace that is pretty mobile, so it allows your natural movement of the foot and ankle. But then when you need support, whether it's a quick inversion kind of roll of the ankle, it has their patented kind of piston, which is
I like the word control. I've written articles in the past, one which was, you know, let's talk about taping versus ankle braces. Again, strengthening is a major key, whatever you're looking to do. But there's always been that interest. And, you know, are you is the athlete comfortable? Will he wear the braces? And how proactive are they where you would hear, well, you know, you're going to weaken the ankles and whatever. So I guess, you know, again, Bedegaard, when you talk about that allowing mobility, but having that control of negative motion is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but it controls it when you need it most. It's not preventing your motion, you know, like a lot of the typical braces do. So it's really, I mean, it's incredible design.
And how have you found the, again, you know, the world of athletic training, the NBA, you know, where everybody's taped. It's always been an inch of high top shoes. You don't see them anymore. In some of those different areas. So there's so many different changes. And again, I always ask people like yourself, KK, who work at those kinds of levels, I ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my friend.
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
With those parents and those owners and those athletes, how's that sports psychology, KK?
Yeah, it's not something I'm trained in, but I think I've trained through experience.
And it's interesting, the world of youth sports, where we have high performance at very, very early ages, and some of these different, again, the reason I co-authored the book, there's an epidemic with capital letters of youth sports overuse, overkill injuries, over scheduling, overdoing it. I got 9 games on the weekend, these kinds of things. So the challenge of paying attention to those kinds of areas, you know, in your world where I'm sure you're working with, you know, the families, the coaches, the athletes themselves. And what ages do you work with in general?
Majority of the athletes I'm working with are kind of, you know, they're at the professional level. So, you know, their ages kind of range from, you know, mid-30s down to low 20s, but I do work with a couple teenagers and then have worked with even some younger 13-year-old
athletes.
What
are the sports? What are the sports that you find that you're paying most attention to, and what's your ratio male-female roughly?
It's about 50-50 now, and the sports are really basketball, obviously, and then I've gotten really involved in soccer as well over the last few years.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I have a contest a couple times a year, Zeki, where I ask people which sports require the best athletes. And it's so many different opinions or whatever, you know, and all that, right? You know, soccer always got a lot of votes. Basketball always got a lot of votes because of the running, the jumping, the changing of directions. And what's the website, Zeki, people can go to find out about you and your work? And what's that best area of information?
Yeah, well, go to Bedegaard.com. I mean, that's the site. That's where the product is, and I have some history in bio on there as well, and I'm really happy to be part of that group and helping them grow and get more people access to quality ankle braces.
Yes, and how the size availability, age availability with Bedegaard?
Yeah, they cover all sizes, so all the way down to youth sports, all the way up to the big guys in the NBA.
So if you're running, again, you know, the challenge of any kind of ankle brace when you're getting it in a soccer shoe, good luck to you, like we would find in the world of orthotics where you're painting their shoes on. With so much running and movement, et cetera, how have you found, with your experience and Bedegaard, the acceptability of any ankle guards in the world of soccer? Good luck.
Yeah, and it's tough. And that's where, you know, it's funny, though, because you know, the normal soccer player typically will only tape, if anything at all. But we've gotten some braces on, and as people are starting to wear them, you know, they're feeling really comfortable, especially the new 2.0 version. It's kind of a redesign to make it really more compact and allows a better fit inside that soccer cleat. So I think we're going to see a bigger adoption here over the next year.
Is Betaguard a lace-up? Is it a Velcro involved type device?
Yeah, it's a Velcro.
You know, and it's interesting. You know, the I've had on experts in the world of fabrics, my friends from Hurdle Socks, for example, and talking again about the ability of some of these materials again to be able to, you know, support's a heavy word. You know, when we're talking about the importance of sock technology when it comes to high performance sports. That's made some big leaps. We're excited about that. What's been your experience?
Yeah, I've played around with some different fabrics. And I think my experience has just been, you know, if you have a severe, let's just imagine a basketball player coming down, landing from a jump on someone's foot, and you have a severe ankle kind of inversion moment, like the socks don't provide enough support. I think for like kind of proprioceptive feedback, you know, normal play, they work great. But,
that's a
you know,
great
in those
word.
Moments
you know,
when
that
you really
was,
need
that,
it.
That's why high tops made sense, proprioception, you know, where there was the signal to the brain, maybe the ankle starting to move. Are high tops around anymore in the world of high NBA basketball?
Not as much, for sure, but I have a sneaky suspicion they're going to be making a comeback here. I'm starting to see some guys starting to wear them again.
Interesting. Again, with the if they would understand the importance of the proprioceptive part, what we're talking about, again, is your body knows you're turning. And all of a sudden, various reactions can respond, and the high top doesn't stop you from spraining the ankle. But again, you feel that the proper ankle bracing is definitely a step up from taping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and taping has been shown, you know, usually after the first quarter of a basketball game, that protection of the tape is not even there anymore.
Right. And it depends who's taping you. And in the world of youth sports, et cetera, there ain't nobody to tape you in many of these different areas. Again, we were talking about, I guess, your whole world, again, is preventing injury and enhancing performance, both mentally and physically, to really put a button on it.
Absolutely.
And the emergence of the female athlete, again, in the minute or so we were talking about, and again, I like my much more biomechanics attention to girls with the wider hips, different mechanics.
Yep.
Have you found good cooperation in the medical field for the most part? Again, when you talk about the world that you're involved in?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, professional athletes like that, you know, or those that work in that realm, like they want to be innovative and progressive, but they don't want to live too far outside of the box either, because obviously they're responsible for very expensive assets. So it's usually slow adoption, which is probably wise, but it's finally starting to get there, especially with the better guards.
And what's amazing is bigger, faster, stronger, times 10, is just really, it's amazing to watch at all levels in so many different sports. We just got to pay attention to staying away from overkill. I think on the professional level, how they doing?
Yeah, I mean, it helps to have a bunch of technology and insight, and, you know, athletes are smarter now, too. But to your point, I mean, we're developing athletes at a younger age. I mean, it would be like Formula One cars if they just kept getting faster and faster and faster, and they never spent any time on making sure the driver was safe.
Yeah,
I mean, that's where we are.
Your attention to the whole nutrition side, again, the mental side, even the spiritual side, we see has made a big difference many times. When maybe 20 years ago, when you talked about the mental game, people thought you were talking about voodoo, you know, and they wouldn't buy into it at all. That's really come a long way, hasn't it, in mixing in with what you do?
100%. I mean, now, especially at the higher levels of sport, I mean, it's very much a holistic healthcare model. Yeah, those days of kind of that voodoo is long gone. It's widely accepted. But now, to your point, you know, it's the younger athletes that need that access.
Yeah. And can the games that we love and watch, whether it's, you know, because I say all the time, there is no safe tackle football. I'm sorry, everybody.
Right.
No matter what you want to say. So good luck to us. Earlier and earlier involvement. So we say to parents and coaches to be educated as best you can regarding, again, and the more talented your son or daughter, many times the more the pressures increase many times because you know what it takes to get to that level, Zaki, and it's one out of hundreds of thousands really in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very difficult to make it.
And let alone to stay there and, you know, deal with the kinds of pressures many times, whether it's the financial pressure. Hey, what are you going to do with that $700 million? Who's advising you on that?
Yeah.
And we talk about it and include people in those types of areas. Again, it's a different world, college sports now, with the NIL, with college players being paid and transfer portals and whatever. I guess when you're on the professional level, you must have a sigh of relief that you're not overwhelmed with these college athletes, I guess.
But I would say, you know, that line's beginning to blur because the way with NIL, to your point, is, you know, they're becoming professional athletes even at that age.
Yeah, car dealer going to pay that top quarterback maybe $1 million a year, get him to come to his school. Kinds of research. So it is a totally new world. And again, this multiplies the pressure on all areas, whether it's, and we try to talk about this a lot, whether it's the parents and or the coaches or the athletes themselves who are dealing with these expectations, as well as, it's Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. You think it's too much, Keke?
Yeah, it's nonstop, but that's why, again, I guess that's why they're getting paid. But to your point, that's why we as practitioners need to be able to support their needs. And I agree, it's a holistic approach. It's not just a one-size-fits-all. It's very individualized. And, you know, you have to see the people first as humans and then help them and meet them where they are and figure out the right plan for them.
Yes, it's great to see that included as a major point. Because, again, sometimes win at all costs is taking so much, whether it's the pain pill nightmare and all of these other sides, the abuse sometimes of coaches and whatever. Again, many times education in some of these different areas is so important, and paying attention to, like what you're paying attention to, also the holistic side, I think is really an important inclusion. Give us again where people could find out more information about you and what you do, and make sure you say hello to your colleague, Dr. Kantz Mueller, over there at Better Guard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, just go to betterguard.com and check out the site, check out the product, and there's some stuff there, and I'll be writing some blurbs on there for everyone as well.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, hold on, Zaki. Zaki Lyles, again, specialist sports performance consultant, Better Guard. I want to thank him so much, and we'll be right back with the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs,
essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome Carla Mae Sharamata. She's a former policewoman. She's an author, speaker, and she's a truth youth advocate. Carla Mae, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, the topic of youth mental health, I don't know if there's anything bigger. Whether it's youth sports with all those pressures, the interactions of parents, the kids, the coaches, et cetera, and the communication, the ability somehow to, good luck to us, to connect with the next generation. So we'd love to give us some background on yourself.
Well, a little bit of my background is I was a police officer for just over 21 years with the Calgary City Police in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And 8.5 years I spent in the high schools as a school resource officer. And that was where I really started seeing that these hard conversations that we think happen between youth, parents, coaches, teachers, all of that were not happening. And
it ain't
our
happening.
Youth, no, and our youth were struggling, and the other sides as well. The parents were struggling as well, and so we were losing our youth, and we still are losing to connect with them.
One of the reasons I had you on, we've been talking about this, I don't know, 20, 30 years, give or take a few weeks. Again, whether it's talking about the top kid athletes and the pressures they might be having with the play hurt and push through and only win. I think we're making a lot of progress. We have a lot of people in the world, the mental world, the sports psychology world, the psychiatry world, the coaching world, again, challenged with the same areas. Now, when you bring, again, that combination of law enforcement and teaching and throwing yourself on that side of things, it's a different ballgame in a lot of ways, a lot of places to improve. How are we doing?
Well, I think we all can take some lessons and keep getting better. Well, and with social media now, that hasn't helped a ton at all either. So we're losing, again, that connection from social media.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. One of the experts I had on in the same world said, you know what? Social media is an aversion for these kids. They use it to get away from their crazy parents. And that way it's advantageous. I never thought of it that way. It was always, you know, social media. It's such a nightmare, and it is in so many ways. He was saying in the world of sports psychology and psychology, youth psychology, you know what? If we would look at it as the kids, it's a diversion. Putting up with their parents and their coaches and their teachers, interesting point of view. But social media has compounded these challenges dramatically
when you're dealing with what you call truth youth.
Yes. Yeah, it has. And, you know, I actually never looked at it like that, where the kids are using that to get away from
me neither.
Parents.
Me
and
neither. I thought, yeah, I'll find out who it was, and I'll make sure I put you guys, together. You know, any advantage we can possibly have, your relationship between law enforcement and all these challenges, times 100, whatever level, with the police, and then the teachers and the schools, how's the cooperation going with those two professions?
You know
when
what?
The kids that we're talking about, or their parents.
Yeah. Well, and so the teachers and law enforcement, when they work together in the schools, it works so beautifully when everybody is on the same page. Our main goal is our youth and helping our youth to navigate through the world, whatever
world. I mean, come
on,
I'm talking to you a day after Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly.
With what we're dealing with. I used to hide under a desk with my H-bomb training. That's how I'm aging myself. Back on Long Island, I didn't have to worry about gun preparation. No one knew how to spell it. So
yeah.
these kinds of challenges, again, and coming from the law background, have you found that the empathy side of these challenges has taken a deep breath, hopefully, when you're dealing with the youth challenges?
Well, I think empathy has, people still struggle with the whole empathy side. And that is one thing, especially as parents, coaches, because like you said earlier, it's go, 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 you know, do the best, get the best marks, you know, get the top goals. But when it all comes down to it, our kids still have feelings. They're still youth, like they're still young. They still
so
got so much growing up.
You made a big deal out of igniting, starting, initiating meaningful conversations with the kids and the parents and coaches if coaches are involved, but really with the kids and the parents is igniting these conversations when your first sentence in our interview basically was, it ain't happening nearly enough to solve some of these challenges.
Yeah, well, it's not. And so engaging in these conversations, that's the hardest part. And that looks like...
How's the igniting going?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's looking at creating safe
spaces. I
think
you're making progress. I do.
Slowly but surely. But it's, you know, it's the thing of safe spaces and active listening and non-judgmental, showing empathy and compassion.
Boy, those
all
three
of those.
Great areas. Those are three great points, non-judgmental and meaningful listening. And the late, great sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery, who spent 5 years on the radio with me in the 90s when I would drag him along to our talks to the sports parents. And he'd say to these sports parents and parents, he said, number one, don't be a critic.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he said, be a much better listener. Be a good listener. I always remember those points. You just brought them up again. But again, this is a lot of what we do on the Sports Doctor is awareness, number one, with that, whatever we're talking about, education, number two, and then some sort of positive changes. What are some of the bullet points in your mind that would make a lot of sense when you're coming again from whether it's law enforcement or it's the schools working with the kids? What are some bullet points that you find meaningful?
Well, one of them is don't make assumptions. We as parents, as coaches, you know, adults make assumptions about our youth. Our youth make assumptions about us. But very little time do we spend in communicating those assumptions and figuring out what the truth is. And it's giving our youth a voice. So allowing them, I mean, we can have boundaries, but allowing them to have a choice within those boundaries.
Yes, because what a big word, assumption.
Yeah.
What's the best website people could find out about you, your work, and your book, Carla May?
It's www.carlamaysharamata.com.
Okay, and they can get information regarding your youth truth. So, it's a great category, those two words, youth truth. When you're defining what that means, it's everything, again, that you're talking about. How have the children responded to these efforts?
You know, they respond very well because all of a sudden they feel valued, they feel heard, and they feel seen. And those are so important with our youth today because that's what's missing.
Well, again, the sandwich generation with people who have, they got their senior citizens dealing with that, then they have their children dealing with that, let alone financially what's involved there, but these different kinds of pressures in so many ways. And I guess the earlier elementary school makes so much sense. Have you found that curriculum includes these topics? That's what I loved about Montessori. My kids, all those years ago, when I learned about Montessori, I didn't even know how to spell it. I always thought they paid such attention to these things you're talking about. Have the school systems really started to include educating our children as well as the parents?
No, they haven't. And that's where I think there's a big lack and a big gap. Yeah. They haven't done that yet. And, you know, one of the things to look at, too, is the teachers need to get the curriculum and all the learning in. So a lot of this other stuff just gets pushed to the side.
I've been trying to get them to include walking in the children's curriculum for 50 years. I mean, we need to really get them to include or change things. Again, I think we've made a lot of progress. When I talk to the top people with the challenges at high-level youth sports, they still say it's important these kids have fun.
Yes.
And we're including that they're still having fun besides winning or playing hurt or needing two Advil twice a day because their feet, ankles, and knees are killing them. But don't you understand, Dr. Wild, she's competing next week. And these kinds of pressure. When we love watching the Olympics and the excitement, we just lived it. And you're looking at a 20-year-old, then you know. That they were probably 9, 10, 11 when they started. So there's all sorts of tremendous pressures. And, the mental game is such a big deal. And education, when you have 100 million kids coming through school, we can make a difference. It's important. And that's without asking you about the relationships of the whole world of the police. Oh, my gosh. How long has it been since you've been involved, or are you still, in a lot of ways, in the world of the police?
No, I retired last year, last May.
And no wonder. How was your sports psychology skills with these different areas?
Well, my son played tennis, so that was...
Yes, I got news for you. Tennis is the sport with the longest longevity.
Regarding what type
of activities, when you think about it, the social side of it, of course, when I wrote an article on the pickleball in 2021, no one knew how to spell it. Now the biggest sport in the world, you have people, 65 years old thinking they could jump on the court and play without getting ready. Tennis, though, where people, when you're talking later on in life, they've been playing forever, but the tennis playing world is number one in the sports activity, longevity-wise. So you picked a good one.
Awesome. No, that's, it's enjoyable.
Well, the idea of, we talk a lot on the sports doctor. I call it, Carla May, the new medicine. It's very simple. Number one is eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. We have all sorts of areas of importance, but eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. You want to play tennis, you want to go to the gym, you want to do yoga, do something. It's hard to be pissed off when you're working out or doing something physically. And then number three is pay big attention to these areas of trying to reduce stress and trying to calm down, to pay attention to the price we're paying physically and mentally. And we want to talk more about it, in this whole area of author, speaker, the whole youth, truth youth area, and the importance of relationships when we come back, talking with Carla May Shiramata. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here.
LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking with Carla May Shiramatta, all things youth, relationships with families, importance of igniting meaningful conversations. She comes out of the law world for 20 years, the teaching world in high school. And I wanted to talk more, Carla May, again, about how this mixes in. Tell us a little bit about your book.
So with my book, it's called Youth Truth, Engaging in Conversations That Can Change Lives. And it came about from spending time in the high schools with these youth. And when they would come and talk to me about issues they were having, and I asked them about, you know, if they talked to an adult or were able to open up to an adult, many just broke down in tears and had not talked to anybody because they did not know how to talk to their parents or coaches without the feeling of being judged.
So what are some of the bullet points? What are some of the bullet points that you want to lay on these kids that you could start making a difference, whether it's interacting with the parents? What are some of the bullet points in Truth Youth?
Well,
I get it
so
mixed
one
up.
Of the,
Youth Truth. I got it right.
You know, the biggest thing is it's a safe space. And so safe space could mean safe space for parents and for the youth as well. So whether that means, for instance, if you have a child that is a gamer, and as a parent, you do not like gaming, so you roll your eyes every time, but you end up going down, spending 10 minutes with them, asking them to teach you how to play a game. And, you know, you might not even talk, but just that time that you spent down there, that your youth feels now that you actually have taken the time. Your time is valuable, so they are valued. And they also feel that this wall has come down where they now can come and talk to you about other things.
And that's a safe space. Yes?
That's a safe space.
Yeah. Yep. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, exactly. And then with listening and communicating with, you know, even with the parents,
That those kids, again, through the book, that when you find that the kids have a problem bringing this up, starting it, getting going, getting their parents involved, what are some of your tips that getting the parents to listen to what you're talking about? Do you write them a letter, get together with the parent included? What are some of the points?
Well, so when I was with the kids, it was, yes, so get the parents included, but also as a youth to start asking your parents, you know what, did you ever go through something like this? You know, for instance, a bullying, to sit down with your child and to say, you know what, I was actually bullied and this is what happened. You have now made the youth look at you instead of a parent, but that there's something that is similar and that you actually understand what they may be going through.
Now, social media, of course, has made bullying. I've had experts on for years. I have the author of Fat Boy Chronicles, famous book, became a movie, Christensen. And talking about a young boy and what he's going through because he's overweight. I featured childhood obesity for decades, talking about those kinds of challenging things. And the bullying, there's so many definitions to what that means. Are the schools paying attention to trying to educate against that? It seems like they are.
They are, and they're doing a great job. And, you know, one of the areas that I've really noticed, though, that still needs work is the froshing of the students who are going on to new sports teams. And when I was at one of the schools a number of years ago, I ended up laying a number of charges against, I think it was 8 kids, because of stuff that was going on in the locker rooms due to coming
what
on as a new
did
football.
You, did you say hazing?
The hazing and froshing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that other word? Froshing?
Froshing, yeah. That's what we use here, but I...
froshing, like dealing with the freshmen, taking advantage, again, that sort
yes.
of thing? Okay.
Yeah. So,
still,
you know,
fraternities and sororities, fraternities especially, were famous for that crap, the hazing.
Yes, and it's still going on in in the high schools, yes. And so
now,
I think
it
it's
hazing?
Very...
Is it hazing about different niches? Is it team-oriented? Still, what's been your experience?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've seen it with hockey teams and with football teams. And, you know, it gets to the point, but because now social media, everybody is a bystander because they've got their phones up, they're filming whatever's going on. The next thing you know, it hits media, social media, and goes viral, and now you have so much more to deal with. So it's very important for law enforcement to get involved when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and,
one of my contributors to my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, numerous guests, an adult and child holistic psychiatrist, Dr. Denise McDermott, years ago when I would have her on the radio, she talked about what was going on in her world with the social media being added to everything else in adult and child psychiatry, and what a being accessible. You know, as a doctor, I always had to be accessible. I had to have a pager. I had the 5-pound phone in my glove compartment.
Yeah.
Normal people or kids weren't always accessible. Who knew what this was going to mean regarding some of these different kinds of pressures? Again, and being in the law enforcement world, this has got to be such a new area of needed attention.
It is. It is. And the one big thing is, when we used to go to school, when I was growing up, you know, you either got on a bus or walked home and everything from school was left behind. So you had, say, 12 hours where you didn't have to worry about that. Now it is 24/7 where these kids have their phones and nothing shuts down. So... And that's where the parents
How is the
to
pediatric
in?
World and paying attention to what you're talking about? I find they're making a lot of strides, but not only the pediatric world, but do cops involve themselves in the world of child psychology, these kinds of things, in your experience? I know you just retired.
Yeah, sometimes. I think it depends if you're in different units.
You got to get these cops to read your book.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You got to send a copy of these interviews to all of your colleagues in the past. And really, this relationship, if we could get it right between the police and society, and I know how challenging it is, it's overwhelming, and we won't mention the word politics, you know? Good luck. It is these relationships, and paying attention to them, makes so much sense. Whether we're talking about parents of the best athlete in the country, their coach, and or the kid themselves, or the normal everyday experiences in schools that you are seeing. And again, getting this term, truth, youth, you could define that, I guess, for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. And everybody will have a different definition of what that is.
Well, that's why the relationship of science, medicine, schools, law enforcement,
We got to get you to get these people together. Give us the website again, Carla. May people find out about you, your work, your book.
Yes, www.carlamaysharamaya.com.
CarlamaySharamata.com. Did I get that right?
SHEREMATA.
That's why I'm glad I asked you, right? Thank you so much for joining me. Fantastic topic. Again, we'll have you back.
Thank you. Hold on.
It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be back with the Sports Doctor's In segment. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails, quick shout out. Hey, Doug Newsom, PBS Radio co-owner, happy birthday, my friend. Thanks for all your help. We got some great shows coming up, but amazingly, both Christmas and New Year's are on Wednesday, so we're going to have some replays. And the first one, one of my most famous ones from actually 3 years ago, almost to the day, is the show with the great Elaine LaLanne, the late Jack LaLanne's Mrs. Fitness. I think she just celebrated her 97th birthday, and Greg Justice. Greg with Scripta Publishing, and both of them teamed up to co-author Pride and Discipline, the life and legend of the great fitness guru, Jack LaLanne. So we're always excited to replay that show. As we speak, I think there's a movie being made with Mark Wahlberg, or going to be made, which is going to be, again, about the whole world. It's funny, my late, great sports therapist colleague for 40 years, Bob Guida. We had so much interaction on and off with Jack LaLanne before he passed away. Vegematic with Forbes Riley's, that great infomercial. Some great stuff. I don't know yet what we're going to have on New Year's, but I'll mix it in. It'll be another great show. I think we'll probably talk a little bit of, we'll have a few mental game experts on, as well as podiatry. My Dr. Bob wisdom over the holiday season for sports parents, We want to make sure that your young athlete is wearing shoes for the sport. Now, you can use multi-direction shoes sometimes for different field sports, but we recommend if they're playing basketball, we want them in basketball shoes. If they're playing soccer, we want them in soccer shoes. If they're playing baseball, football, et cetera, et cetera. And most brands have specific shoes for the specific sport. And many times we'll see it, the notorious problem is using a running type shoe, which is made for one direction in front of the other for side-to-side sports. So we want to make sure that we're not only in the shoe that's designed for the sport, we don't want to be in hand-me-downs if at all possible. Many times there's lots of kids in the family. Maybe I can wear your old soccer cleats. Maybe I can wear your football shoes. They fit well if they're comfortable. I'm not going to fight you. Otherwise, it's not a good idea in many respects. And very importantly is make sure your children are fit properly. And you, over half the population, adults and kids, are not fit properly. Now, running shoe, walking shoe stores are great. They pay big attention to proper fit. They pay big attention to over-the-counter arch supports and different kinds of inserts that move usually helpfully in the direction of custom orthotics that we talk so much about. So number one, cross trainer is the shoe style that we're talking about is multi-sport related. A cross training shoe can be running trails, playing soccer, playing baseball, side-to-side sports, right kind of sole, could be playing basketball. So the cross trainer is the style we're talking about. Let's do some emails. Phil says, talk about, it's funny, we talked about it initially with my first guest. What are some of the pros and cons of ankle braces compared to taping? And how routine should they be? You know, for years we all grew up, the basketball, NBA, they were either taped routinely, football, taped, and or braces. There are a lot of braces. My first guest today, Keke Lyles, is a consultant for BetterGuard ankle braces, one of the leading braces in the areas of comfort, support, and protection. And these are the areas many times. And he had a great point. He said the number one injury in the NBA, he spent years with the National Basketball Association, left ankle sprain, number one. Number two is right ankle sprain. Ankle, big challenge, big problem, common injury in all sports at all ages. This is why I donate a chapter in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, on the importance of strengthening feet and ankles. Mom and dad, listen. Coaches, listen. Whatever the kid's age, including from pros on down, whatever their sport, whatever their level, include ankle strengthening, foot strengthening, and balance work. Standing on, we loved the mini tram with the late, great Bob Guida, balancing and standing, rubber bands, huge fan. I just mentioned the great late Jack LaLanne. He invented all of these tension bands in the 50s. Taping, which has been around for a long time, when done properly, is helpful, but it doesn't last very long. So if you're in a running, jumping sport, like basketball, comfortable ankle braces are smart. Some of them are lace-up. Some of them are Velcro. There are a lot of options. The kid won't wear them. You won't wear them unless they're comfortable. So we need to be in a comfortable brace. I've spoken a lot on the Sports Doctor. We just published an article in Lower Extremity Review on the importance of proper socks. So pay attention. Tom says, my daughter's got shin splint problems. Look at foot type. Look at foot mechanics and the right shoe, strengthening. 80% of chronic shin splints are foot-related. Those persistent Achilles tendon problems, Betty, with your 12-year-old daughter. Strengthening those feet and ankles, major key. We continue to have fun with our monthly visit with Run With It, the Sports Doctors In segment, as well as the tennis world. Lou Vickery, what's your racket? My new website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Thesportsdoctorradio.com. Happy holidays, everybody. Catch you in 2025.